Perhaps we should simply reassign the name Dream Team. America's men's basketball team has had some nightmarish moments at the Olympics, but it's hard to dream of a better record than that of the USA softball team. The women today won the gold medal, beating Australia 5-1. How good are they? Well, we're going to ask Bill Dwyer, who is in Athens for the Los Angeles Times. Bill Dwyer, how good are the women who play softball for the U.S.?
Robert, they're so good that in 49 innings of Olympic play, they gave up one run in the sixth inning of today's seven-inning game. So they got to the second-last inning before they gave up a run. Incredible.
Well, for those who haven't followed USA softball, I want you to tell us about some of the stars of American softball, starting with, I guess, Lisa the Legend Fernandez.
Lisa the Legend Fernandez was indeed a legend. She's 33 years old. She's an assistant softball coach at UCLA. They have had three opportunities for gold medals in women's Olympic softball, and she has led them to all three, starting in Atlanta, then in Sydney, and now here. It was interesting today because she pitched the semifinal game against Australia yesterday, and everybody assumed that the ball would then be handed to Jenny Finch, who's 23 years old, who is this tall, blonde, she was a marquee player, a star pitcher, and she pitched a total of eight innings in this tournament. She won two games, and the coach handed the ball instead to his grizzled old veteran, Lisa Fernandez, who did it again.
And in softball, there's none of this business that pitchers don't hit well either, is there?
No, she bats cleanup. She set an Olympic record with an average of 5.56, so she's fine. She would have played either way today. It's just normally when Finch is the pitcher, Lisa will be the designated player or the third baseman, but today she pitched and batted fourth.
Well, when there's an event in Athens like the gold medal game for softball, and it's the second U.S.-Australia game in, I guess, 2 days, and it's assumed that the American team will win, do people show up to watch the game?
Yes. Yes, Americans love to love overkill, particularly. If you're going to win 20-0, they like it better than if you're going to win 15-0. So it's the whole Dream Team thing. They showed up in huge numbers today. Americans have this Super Bowl syndrome in sports, Robert. It's, you know, the championship game, the final moment, the big deal. Then we'll be there and get all excited. Until then, we'll see if we're interested or not. So they were here. It was the first sellout that they've had in the softball venue so far in this tournament.
I'm just wondering, apart from the softball team, whether in your covering the game so far, there's anything that's really struck you and that you'd wanted to relate to folks back in America about something going on in the games that you just haven't had a chance to do so far?
Well, if I were a columnist, which I'm not, I think I'd write that it struck me that the Olympics, maybe in 1984, were something special and had a feel of, you know, real genuine quality. And while there's still a lot of great Olympic moments and a lot of great amateur, good-feeling sports moments, this has become like so many things, so many other things in American sports. It's an opportunity for branding and marketing and television and the overkill that I feel at the Super Bowl and I feel at the NCAA Final Four and I feel here now for the first time, and I'm not happy about that.
Really? The athletes don't advertise that much, do they, or do they?
Well, I mean, the athletes advertise in different ways, Robert. They spend as much time as they can doing something that will get them on the Sports Center on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different deal. But maybe it's me. Maybe I'm old and curmudgeon-y now. I don't know, but that's one thing I've felt.
Bill Dwyer of the Los Angeles Times in Athens, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.